This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
say hello to TMB. Ty Bollinger here for the final Outside the Box of the 2017 year on planet Earth. TMB, how did we get here? This has been a fast year.
So is this like the 52nd show this year for us?
Easily. And you showed up to most of them.
Wow. Well, I mean, I sat in the sauna for a couple.
You were totally on vacation last week.
I was thinking about doing the hot tub for this one, but I decided to get in front of the computer so I can actually be a part of the discussion.
Thank you for doing that, by the way. Like I said, he took holiday last week. Now we're in between Christmas and New Year's, which really is the time where a lot of people just completely unplug. But health and healing knows no vacation, except when you need a vacation so you can have better health and good healing. And so we chill out. But we've been extra silly this week, I will acknowledge. And Dr. Batar was on yesterday. We had Advanced Medicine Tuesday because Monday was Christmas Day, I believe. And at that point, we said, you know what, we're going to chill out, take the day off. And thankfully, Dr. Batar said, cool, we can do it, delay. And he had happened to flew in from the West Coast on a red eye, up all night on the plane, working. By the time he reached us, he was sleepwalking on the show yesterday. But then he admitted to something I'd never known about Dr. Batar. He's got a very sensitive side. Apparently, he hugs trees. So the question, does that make him any less manly?
Well, you know, I think it's predicated on a faulty presupposition. And the presupposition that's faulty is that he's a man.
Oh, no, did not just go there.
Wow.
So, I don't think he could make him any less manly, no, in light of the fact that maybe he's not even a man to begin with.
Dude, say that to his face. He's like a grizzly bear without all the hair. He just like would grab you, take you down, boom, show you manly man. Right?
Of course, I'm just joking. I love Dr. Batar, and he's definitely a man's man. He is. He's an 8th degree black belt in multiple disciplines. He literally would kick my butt in less than 30 seconds. No doubt. So, does the fact that he likes to hug trees make him less of a man? No,
exactly. That was the study about. What was it, Eco or Echo? What did we figure out, Super Don, that we call it?
I don't think we've figured that one out yet. I think it's eco-friendly.
Eco-friendly? Okay, or eco-friendly. Yeah. Eco-friendly. But, you know, the idea that if you're eco-friendly, some men think, well, I can't be eco-friendly because that's not manly. I'm thinking, you know, what kind of numbnut is so shallow that believes your manliness is determined by whether you actually like trees and nature or not? I mean, I'm not making that. That's silly.
It is silly, and I want to give a shout out to Dr. Batar. What a great guy he really is, and you know, at the end of the year, I can dig on him hard, but then we can love on him hard too, man. And I tell you, we were just talking about Dr. Batar a couple of days ago here at the family at the house with the family, and man, what a great guy! I mean, the guy's just totally genuine, extremely intelligent. He's a man's man. He loves people. Loves to help people. He's just a great guy. We had a good talk about Dr. Batar a couple of days ago here.
Yeah, and he's annoying as all get out. Unbelievable, that guy.
I can't stand him. But he's
in fact, the thing is, and you got to appreciate this, that it was like the guys get together and they rib on each other, and that's, you know, it's how manly men show affection, right? But again, we still remember, have that picture from the Truth About Cancer big luncheon at your place, and we kissed them on the cheeks, and we're still manly men. So there, in your face.
We are. And I sent Dr. Petra, I texted him a couple of days ago, sent a picture of me with the four girls, with Charlene with the three daughters, mm-hmm. at I think it was the Nutcracker play here in Nashville. And he said, all of you, very beautiful, except you, of course.
Yes, except you, Ty. Not beautiful at all.
So, we do love to rip on each other, that's for sure.
Yeah, TMB with that super space cadet glow. It's really awesome. No, that's just him sweating in the sauna. Never mind. All right, so let's open kind of a retrospective of the year. And our good buddy Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, has done some great work, as always. And he has this article, 10 Conspiracies That Became Fact in 2017. Conspiracy analyst proven correct yet again. Did you get to see this list at all, TMB?
I did. I've seen that. It's a similar list that he's published in the past, only, you know, kind of new stuff for 2017. But it's the same. It's some of the same topics that he's hit in the past. But let's go through them. Because some of them kind of reminded me of my book, Monumental Myths, and I thought, yeah, this is a great way to start the last show of the year.
Mm-hmm. So let's look at number one on the list. If we were to say the Hollywood elitists are, you know, we might not like their politics. Okay, let's set that aside for a moment. Yeah. But say, you know what? It's an abusive place to be, especially if you are powerless, right? The girls that go to Hollywood to want to be stars, but even the little boys now that want to be... There's such rampant abuse there. And I'm not saying it's exclusive to Hollywood, but man, oh man, it's just come out. And it's shaking the foundations of liberalism to some degree, because their liberal icons are being caught up right, left, and center, so to speak, in these scandals.
They are. And it's kind of inconsistent, right, for them to not be saying anything about their heroes that are caught in these scandals while they will crucify somebody else on the other side of the fence that is just accused of some of these things. Again, duplicity, it's the intellectual dishonesty that we see quite often from the elitists, from the left, whatever you want to call them. And it's not everybody on the left. I mean, if you're a liberal Democrat, not that we are opposed to you particularly, but it seems like that side of the fence has more intellectual dishonesty than the people that are conservative. I don't understand why. But it's just a fact. The one that stuck out to me, Robert, was number two,
mm-hmm.
weather modification, jumped from chemtrail conspiracy theory into mainstream reality as Congress began holding hearings
on geoengineering.
How
many years have we been looking up in the sky and going, you know, that ain't right. That's not, you know, and of course the term chemtrails was you know, relegated to the whole conspiracy theory. You're wearing a tinfoil hat. But the fact of the matter is those are not contrails. There's geoengineering. It has been going on for a long time now. There are descriptions and patents that the U.S. government holds as well in there. It's not unknown. In fact, as you said, now it's really known. I looked up in the sky today, and it was everywhere. It was kind of bumming me out, but not much we can do about the air. That's why I say we've got to control for everything we have legitimate ability to control for to maintain our health, because a lot of the stuff we genuinely don't have control over at this point.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, Robert, here in Nashville, it kind of bummed me out today, too. I went outside, it's freezing cold, a little bit colder than you have down there in Orlando area. But, you know, it was in the mid-20s all day today. Never got above freezing. Just bitter cold. But mm-hmm. I looked up in the sky, and this morning, it was a crystal blue, clear sky. And then by mid-afternoon, it was hazy, and you saw the crisscross patterns, you know, turning into this milky haze. Excuse me. Definitely mm-hmm. chemtrails. And as you mentioned, it's not like it's a conspiracy theory anymore. I mean, the government has multiple patents on geoengineering going way back into the 1960s. So this is nothing new, but it's just now becoming mainstream. And now people are, you know, people that told me 10 years ago that I was bonkers and cuckoo and completely nuts are now saying, you know what, man, I'm sorry. You were right.
Although Dr. Bitar still thinks you're bonkers and cuckoo and completely nuts.
Well,
but other
I
than
am.
That,
I am.
Other than that,
and other than Buttar, you know, Buttar is funny. It's the way that we met was he contacted me about 10 years ago and said, "Hey, man, I read your book. I love what you're doing. Let's connect." And we were down in Panama, Central America, actually, the mm-hmm. first time that we connected. Same place that we connected about 8 or 9 years later when we when I got into that accident on the golf cart a couple years ago. Remember
when I got thrown up?
It was me and Vitar again.
Go back and listen to the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show Outside the Box. We've got some stories that were told. And yeah, Vitar was involved in a lot of them.
So, he was involved in all of them.
Yeah, and it wasn't a conspiracy. We know all the players. And anyway, but this is why the truth about detox was so important in 2017. One of the great things that happened, yeah. Offshoot of the truth about cancer, because, you know, as I say, we control for what we eat and drink. Hopefully you make better choices, but even that isn't as clean as it once was. And of course we look up in the sky and like, what are you going to go out with a gas mask every day? It's not realistic. We're exposed to things. And the reality is there. It's no longer a theory. It's a fact. And that in 2017 was a major transition in consciousness.
Yeah, yeah, that's absolutely right. Here, I want to cover number 6 and number 7 on Mike's list here because they're a little bit interrelated, and you tell me how they're interrelated. So,
okay.
Number 6, the Federal Reserve Bank was exposed in June to be a working arm of U.S. intelligence. And then number 7, declassified document proved the conspiracy that the CIA planned and carried out the 1953 Iranian coup. How would 6 and 7, how could you tie those together? See, a Federal Reserve Bank, CIA,
mm-hmm.
What does that make you think of? Robert F. Kennedy, John F. Kennedy. Oh, John F. Kennedy. Oh, mm-hmm. Maybe that's the link. So John F. Kennedy was assassinated in 1963, and the House Select Committee on Assassinations determined it to be a conspiracy that where the government of the United States was involved. This is a document that was not released to the general public, but it was well after the Warren Commission. And two of the reasons may have been, number one, Federal Reserve System, right? What was John F. Kennedy doing, Robert? What was he doing that they didn't like?
Yeah, there were specific things related to specie money, right? Money that is backed by gold and silver.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, JFK was actually printing out, I've seen 5s, 10s, and I believe 20s that don't say Federal Reserve notes on them, which our money don't say today. It said United States Reserve note.
Otherwise,
he was going to do away with the Federal Reserve. He was going to do away with the Federal Reserve. So that's one possible reason why he was assassinated.
There's a difference between the United States Treasury and the Treasury of the United States. Again, folks, words have meaning and placement in order and disorder. There is meaning. And if you want to wake up from the enslaved economic state you currently reside, begin to learn about words and their definitions and how they are used against you to harm you or enslave you or keep you weak, suppressed, and under their control. That could be a good awakening for 2018. I mentioned it in terms of the vaccination issue. Please, no more of these children needlessly being injected with toxic poisons. We got more after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, having a great time here as always with Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box, Final One of 2017 together and celebrating our time together all the time. And of course, your book, Monumental Myths. We've discussed some of the things that were listed in that book. Conspiracies on tap that are not conspiracies in the sense of theories, but have been acknowledged to be factual. And that's what we're covering right now, a great new article by Mike Adams. 2017, a year, a banner year for acknowledging conspiracies that were real, TMB. I think that guitar talked about transformation of consciousness. We are in the midst of it.
We are. I actually sent a copy of Monumental Myths to a good friend of mine that's a medical doctor up in New Jersey, actually, Hackensack, just across the river from New York City. And he texted me, I think, Christmas Day and said, I read a couple chapters. Read the one about Martin Luther King Jr. Not sure I want to read the rest.
Yeah, no, you don't want to wake up, right? Put me back in the matrix. Well, you know, the nature of this show is, we acknowledge the matrix, but we don't get joy and pleasure by, sucking on its teat, so to speak. Not to be rude like that, but recognizing there's a power that goes well beyond the governmental power structure, the corporate power structure, the Hollywood power structure, trying to tap back into that and help people to recognize it so they can do that too. Now, in this conspiratorial article about the things that have become factually acknowledged to be real, you were going into number 6 and 7. By the way, it's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. And you can obviously take it even further, Ty.
Yeah, and you know, before this happened and I learned about this, I guess one of the biggest smoking guns for me with the JFK assassination was the fact that the Christchurch Star actually announced Oswald had been arraigned for the murder of JFK before he was arraigned. They got their time zones mixed up. We talked about that before. But this one is even better. This is better than that because When I talked about 6 and 7, I talked about the Federal Reserve Bank, and I mentioned the CIA. Well, the CIA, one of the chief operatives at that time in Dallas, was E. Howard Hunt. And on his deathbed in 2007, 10 years ago, he actually admitted to his son, and he got it on audio record, you know, audio tape. Mm-hmm. I guess it's an MP3 file now. You can go out online, and you can find it. You can listen to E. Howard Hunt admitting that the CIA was behind the John F. Kennedy assassination. So that pretty much blows it out of the water. And this guy, he was a staunch Catholic. And let me tell you something, man. Catholics on their deathbed, if they're devout, they are not going to be telling lies. So it's amazing to think of this man that was the top level CIA operative at that time, going into details about how the CIA orchestrated and carried out the assassination of JFK. That's the biggest one to me.
This is where, you know, we acknowledge, we talked a little bit about the left-right paradigm and those that adopt it as a religious tenet, their belief in leftist ideology, and they would attack Trump because he's attacking the FBI and the CIA, as if these are sacrosanct religious organizations without, any sins of their own, right? And the idea that we would put all of our faith into, you know, secular governmental institutions. Listen, I don't even put all my faith into 501c3 churches and synagogues because, you know, men are in control of those organizations and they've subjugated themselves to the government by asking for permission to be nonprofit, even though the Constitution says they don't have to ask for permission. They are nonprofit by definition. Again, coming back to definitions of words and asking you to step up out of your comfort zone and then put your big boy or big girl pants on and start seeing the world for what it really is. We've all been manipulated. We've been cheated. We've been lied to. We've been abused. All of us at some point in our life. And it's time to wake up and go, all right, I don't want to participate in that. And that's part of the scandal of the hashtag Me Too thing. That I don't criticize the fact that a lot of people on the left have elevated awareness. So I'm glad because it shouldn't be a left-right issue. It's about right and wrong. And even on the left side, when we look at the government and say, oh, the government can clean the environment, can protect the environment. Well, the EPA, one of the things that Mike listed, 20,000 documents were released in August of this year, 2017, proving the EPA conspired with chemical companies to unleash deadly toxic substances on the public. The very Environmental Protection Agency you think is needed to protect the environment is not. It's polluting us and the environment together. And we talk about restoring property rights as the only way we can stop this pollution madness.
Mm-hmm. And no more is the EPA there to protect the environment than the FDA is there to protect the food supply.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to continue through this list. We've also got a couple of stories pretty fascinating. Once again, on cancer. Is chemotherapy just putting cancer cells to sleep for later awakening? Interesting stuff. We'll talk about that. And a former vaccine bully, board-certified pediatrician, has done a mea culpa. Did he find God? Did he find Jesus? What is it? We'll talk about that as well. Ty Bollinger, back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell. Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, TMB. So we went out shooting tonight. I mentioned I've been talking about my son's 18th, and it was fun, and it was just so nice. The man who has the properties, Fish and Wildlife Game Commission, what do they call that? Fish and Wildlife Commission. And, you know, by the end of the shoot, he's like, Elijah, you can come work with us, right? And the guy that we connected us to it, he's like a good old boy, right? Redneck. And I don't use that in a derogatory way because these are good guys. They got your back, right? And Elijah's teaching him. This guy's got, I don't know, umpteen, you know, number of different kind of firearms. This guy's been at it for years, right? And Elijah's teaching him stuff. Say, did you know about that? He's like, no, I didn't know that. I'm like, dude, wow. Crazy stuff. So we had fun tonight. It was a really, really nice time.
So, well, happy birthday to Elijah. I sang to him on the break, but yes. I'm not going to do it on the air, but I did sing to him.
Yeah, and then, of course, now he's lost his ears. No, his ears are okay. He's okay. Thank you, Chai. Love to the whole family, of course. You're family to us. So let's see.
And Elijah's family to us, yep.
And, of course, you think about these kids, your kids, my kids, and that have grown up knowing some of these things as fact, not theory, right? We talk about the things, the 10 things that in 2017 have become, you know, obvious at this point. And number 9 on the list, and I wanted to talk to you about that because we were on that CIA discussion, drug trafficking conspiracy blown wide open, an explosive History Channel series, right? A&E Networks talked about the fact that CIA was raising money by running drugs, also toppling countries. We've talked about the opium wars on the air, how that toppled, you know, certain aspects of China. And of course, now the opioid epidemic could be some kind of karmic retribution if China's involved, and they are making a lot of drugs and vaccines, talking about how can we get back at them for doing that to us. And I know we weren't America there at the time of the opium wars, like the Great Britain. But, you know, again, these things are all interrelated.
They are. They are. And I was glad to see number 9 in there because it kind of gives us an opportunity to talk about some interesting things here. When they talked about the History Channel documentary on the CIA bringing in the drugs, America's War on Drugs is what it was entitled. I saw some of that. I didn't see many. I think there was multiple series in that documentary. But I saw some of it. It was very well done. And they did talk about the fact, they did allude to the fact that the CIA was actually bringing in drugs, selling drugs in order to fund operations overseas. And that is exactly what happened. And with the Gary Webb story, we've talked about this. There's a chapter on Gary Webb in my book, Monumental Myths, and he documented this very thing. He was a reporter for the San Jose Mercury News, documented the fact that the CIA had been bringing in the crack cocaine and then distributing it to the Crips and the Bloods in order to fund the Nicaraguan Contras trying to overthrow the Sandinista government. That's well documented, and he ran a series of articles in the Mercury News called Dark Alliance, eventually turned it into a book, and then decided to kill himself the day that he was moving by shooting himself twice in the head. So, again, this is apparently he got too close to the truth with this, and he was suicided, which many people have been suicided in the past. Gary Webb was one of them. But this is just right in line with what the History Channel series was talking about.
Right. Well, and that's why I think the best thing, rather than trying to overthrow these yahoos and evil folks, is to find a way to live your life, you know, in good conscience and spiritually, as we say, connected. Because, you know, to take these guys head on, I mean, what do you got compared to them, right? Well, you could say we have God on our side. But at the same time, this is a world that has duality, good and evil, light and dark, etc. And, you know, do we overcome it? Do we take on that fight and then end up suicided like Gary Webber? Do we find a way, hey, how do we live the best life we can, lead by example and help others to become, let's say, more independent and free, as opposed to being enslaved and facilitating the evildoers, which is, you know, a concept. Once you recognize your tacit or quiet inadvertent support for them contributes to their continuing evil ways, that could be problematic.
Robert, you know, I couldn't have said it better myself. It reminds me of a quote that is sometimes attributed to Jefferson, sometimes attributed to Benjamin Franklin, but it's actually a quote from John Stuart Mill. And the quote is that bad men need nothing more than to compass their ends than good men should seek to do nothing. So, in other words, men that are good men will talk about these bad things. Men that are good men will bring these things to light. And all it takes for evil to win is for people to just turn a blind eye and act like it's not happening. So that's why talking about it, bringing it to the light, is so important. That's what stops evil, is by bringing light to it.
And, Ty, I think one of the things that has transformed in 2017, interestingly enough, is that willingness to talk about it, acknowledge it, and even it's getting some mainstream play and press. Now, I don't think people are interpreting it the same way we are on all levels, but to some degree they can no longer hide it in the shadows, and that's already a step in the right direction. Like number 4 on this list, U.S. media giant Sally Quinn admitted she practiced the occult to murder people. And then she was praised by it in the Washington Post, right? This is fascinating.
Yeah.
But Finding Magic, a spiritual memoir, they're talking about that she believes she killed 3 people via some kind of placing hexes on them and praised in the media. So, you know, even though there's light on it, you got the same evil perpetrated in the media that thinks, oh, well, that's really kind of cool. No, it's not. But then we got the Planned Parenthood. People that support Planned Parenthood, which out of Margaret Sanger, we've talked about many times on the air, you know, a eugenicist and a out-and-out racist wanting to limit the growth of the black population on the planet, wipe them out. And yet the left, political left, largely that claims almost ownership and control of the African-American community, is praising that group born out of Margaret Sanger's illicit, horrible agenda.
Yeah, they are. And if I remember correctly, upwards of 75% of all of the Planned Parenthood locations are located in lower-income neighborhoods. So they're clearly targeting lower-income people with basically free abortions. And so that's why when you see a quote from Margaret Sanger that says that we don't want to let the black community know that we want to exterminate them, it really, you can see that that was the plan from the start, from the get-go, to get rid of black babies. And they're very successful.
And part of the problem, and I think John Rappaport wrote about this recently, too, and we published it at robertscottbell.com, is that the vast majority of people couldn't conceive of doing these things to other people, right?
Right.
And so because of that, they judge the rest of the world based on what they would never consider doing. And so it becomes too outrageous to consider it. And that's how these conspiratorial agendas continue in secret, because the people, even if they are exposed to it, say, no, that's not possible, because I would never do that, right? And that's great,
Robert,
that you would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? I have to cut in here. I think that's absolutely right. I think that's one of the reasons most people just can't believe some of these, quote, conspiracies, is that they couldn't do it themselves. I mean, and these are really beyond the realm most people wouldn't even consider. I mean, most people wouldn't consider flying planes into buildings in New York City, right? I mean, that's beyond the realm. And then most people would never believe that the government of the country could somehow be involved with that. Most people wouldn't consider some of these things that we look at in monumental myths. Sandy Hook, right, where there was all these children that were killed by someone that was never caught on video, despite the fact they had a $250,000 video system in that brand new school. We never saw one video of Adam Lanza in the Sandy Hook. In those schools, most people just couldn't fathom this. Most people couldn't imagine killing Pat Tillman in Afghanistan by friendly fire, but it wasn't an accidental friendly fire. He was actually murdered by friendly fire to keep him shut up about the fact that he was going to come back and be out against the war and say that it was a crock and that we were guarding opium fields there and poppy fields, that we were there for the oil. But most people can't fathom the evil that it takes to kill people in order to keep your own evil agenda going like that. So I'd have to agree with it. I think that would be one of the reasons that people can't believe some of these, is because it's so evil they couldn't imagine ever doing it themselves.
Yep, and here's number five on the list that goes along that line. Mainstream media finally admitted the United States has been aiding terrorists in Syria. This November 2017, the BBC released the bombshell report confirming that U.S. and Syrian defense forces knowingly aided thousands of ISIS fighters. And interestingly enough, you got Trump now comes in and goes, we're wiping them out, and it changes the equation. But there are shadow aspects of our so-called our government, it's not ours anymore, that have drawn us into New World Order conflicts to diminish the sovereignty of nations, including our own, these United States.
Yeah.
And so that's a part of the conspiracy fact now in 2017 that came out.
Yeah, it is. And listen, this just made me go down this rabbit hole, but I want to talk about it. Everyone, people say, well, you can't say that the CIA is evil. You can't say the FBI is evil. But that's not what we're saying. There are small factions within these groups that do a lot of the dirty work, and it's very compartmentalized, so they don't know what everyone else is doing, and nobody knows what they're doing. It's very small groups within these organizations that are doing the evil. And it just reminds me, when I was in college at Baylor University, I was very familiar with a couple of fraternities. And I knew members in the fraternities. And they were relatively young fraternities on campus. But it wasn't 2 or 3 years since they were founded that they already had secret groups within the fraternity that only a small group of members knew even existed. And, I mean, so it's the nature of groups to have secret groups within them. And to be be compartmentalized. And I can just attest to that, to just a couple of fraternities on Baylor campus, which might seem just like, well, what does that have to do with anything? But I think it is, exemplifies the fact that within a couple years, there were secret societies within the fraternities who were themselves very exclusive. So I think it's just the nature of groups to have an inner group that does a lot of the clandestine activities to that group.
And the rest of the group, they're part of the group, but they have no knowledge of it, even though they're inside. And that is the case for those.
They didn't even know they existed.
Exactly.
Yeah, they didn't even know there were groups.
So, folks, when we say the CIA did this, the CIA, does everybody in the CIA know it? No. How about the CDC? Does everybody know that the CDC is a, you know, a profits off of vaccines, right? Does everybody at the CDC, well, you know, listen, there are segments of CDC that I would praise, and I would say, let's bring them out from the dark underbelly and bring them out top, the toxicologists, for instance. Then know the real cause of disease is not viruses, but toxins that cause viral proteins to spew out of cells for survival. And the lack of selenium, which is not, number 10 on the list, should relate to that. But real quick, because we got to go to break here, mainstream science shows vitamin C's ability to fight cancer. Researchers from the University of Iowa showed ascorbate derived from vitamin C was successfully observed increasing hydrogen peroxide levels in cancer cells, which in turn had a toxic result with cancer cells, killing the cancer cells in lab rats. And yet, that's not even the most efficient way to kill cancer cells. But it's still there. It's another one of those things that we've talked about and Ty Bollinger has written about in The Truth About Cancer and Cancer. Step outside the box. One more segment for 2017 with TMB, RSB, and Super D.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, TNT, we made it. I was just talking about, in fact, my wife came into the studio on the break while we were chatting and reminded me the show's almost over. I was like, well, why are you telling me that? She's like, well, we got organic cheesecake. You said you couldn't wait for the show to end. I'm like, well, dude, I forgot all about it because Ty's here. And completely organically, that happened, Ty.
Oh, man, organically, it happened.
Yeah, to show that TMB is certified organic, too.
Well, 10 more minutes, and you're eating some organic cheesecake with the family. So eat an extra piece for me, because I won't be able to enjoy it with you.
And I'll grow up to be big like you one day.
I hope not. I like you just the way you are.
Well, I still got, we measured height today with Elijah, and I still got a quarter inch on him. Just a quarter inch. He's almost there. I don't know. Do you keep growing at 18, or is he done? I don't remember anymore. So
You can keep growing. I remember David Robinson, one of my favorite professional basketball players for the Spurs, went to the Naval Academy. And between the time he was a freshman and a senior there, he grew 6 inches, I think.
So it can happen. It can happen. It's just been a long time since I was in that growing phase. I was just hoping I didn't shrink. And so far, so good. I think it's because of the True Align body system we have. I lay down on that and get taller every time I do that, which is so super cool. Now, we got a couple of stories. I want to acknowledge this real quick because we don't have to go a lot into it. But a former vaccine bully, board-certified pediatrician, now claims unvaccinated children are healthiest. Again, not that I need to be validated. I've been saying this for a long time when I first discovered it and talked to Dr. Andy Wakefield, the first time I met him, I said, listen, Andy, I know that you're not fully against vaccines at the time. It was earlier on. But the only healthy kids I see are the unvaccinated kids. And so this Dr. Bob Zajac is also now come to that conclusion. I think we're going to see a lot more doctors in 2018 seeing the same thing.
I do too, Robert. And we were talking about this off the air, and to me it's kind of like a moment of duh. Well, of course. Kids that are not injected at birth with heavy metals and other neurotoxins are healthier and later in life. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, of course. It seems like that would be a no-brainer, but
yeah,
kind of breaks today's conventional wisdom.
My hopes, prayers, thoughts, everything, wishes, if you want to call it that, for 2018 is that fewer and fewer kids will be subjected to these experimental intoxicants via injection called vaccines, and that we could dismantle the vaccine injury compensation program and once again make vaccine manufacturers liable for their products. It's not too much to ask. In the meantime, put a moratorium on it, outlaw them until they can prove safety, much less efficacy. Now, with that, Super D, you had that one final segment and one final story that we didn't get to, so I'm going to ask Ty to cover this. How do you boil down this story on cancer? It says, is chemo at the heart of cancer regrowth?
Are you talking to me? I thought you were talking to Don.
No, I'm sorry. I brought him up to confuse you. But no, it was Super Don found it, and I think it's so appropriate for the finale for this hour. Is chemo at the heart of cancer regrowth? Boil this down. What does this mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reality is we know we've seen literally hundreds of studies over the last 10 years, 15 years, showing that chemotherapy actually not only doesn't help with cancer, but it actually causes the mother stem cells to produce more cancer cells. So it actually enriches the stem cells, which are the ones we should worry about. So I'm not sure the slant that this article has on it, but I would say that the research over the last decade is conclusive that chemotherapy, yes, no matter different methods of action, but yes, it does cause cancer to regrow. There's no doubt about that now.
Yeah, they call it senescence, sends cancer cells to sleep. Writing in the Journal of Frontiers of Oncology last month, Marcus Schosser, PhD and assistant professor at the University of Natural Resources and Life Sciences in Vienna, Austria, explains that senescence is important in embryogenesis, wound healing, and the natural aging process, but apparently the chemo is sending the cancer cells into that state, just waiting until they can come back out and do their bidding.
Wow, and it says they come back as cancer stem cells. I'm reading below.
Yep,
so,
you're
wow.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, it's all linked, but, you know, the reality is we know that we've read the package inserts of certain cancer treatments that cause cancer, cause secondary cancers, cause tumors. We know that happens. So the conundrum we're at now is, so what do we do to treat it? Because people are now knowing, it's pretty well known that the treatments don't work. The people are looking. They want answers, and that's why what we're doing is so important. So I guess it's fitting to wrap up the final show of the year with vaccines and cancer, because that's the two things that we spend our most time on this year, with vaccines and cancer.
Exactly. By the way, the truth about detox, Super Don's got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can go to the truth about cancer. All of those things linked up. TMB, I love you, my brother. You have done such tremendous work in 2017. It will only go further in 2018. I can't say thank you enough for being with me on this journey.
RC, love you. Love the family. Super Don, love you too, man. Great.
Next year, we'll be together again, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.